Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to Program 14 in our series on the three P's of our profession. The first P of our profession is preaching. That means preaching the gospel. And today we're going to be talking about the gospel of grace. Now, what is grace? We know that gospel means good news. What does grace mean? The Greek word for grace is charis. That's C-H-A-R-I-S, charis, like charity, and it means unmerited favor, or in other words, it means the favor that God shows us even though we don't deserve it based on anything that we've done. Also, charis, according to Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, is the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. So notice it has two parts. First of all, it's God who's directing this. It's the divine influence. That's God who is moving on people. But what is God moving on people to do? It says He moves upon the heart and He moves upon the person's life. So it's not only what's in the person's heart, their motivation, but it's also what they do. So God's grace has to do with two things. God's grace has to do with influencing a person's motivation and influencing a person's action. So it's their intentions and their actions. That's what grace does. It's God's influence on our intentions and our actions. Now notice in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, this is in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, Paul says that what he was concerned about was finishing his course with joy. His course in life being laid out by God, what was one of the P's of his profession, his course in life was to be a professional Christian, and one of the P's of his profession was his ministry that was committed to him. And he says this ministry he received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify fully of the gospel of the grace of God. So let's see what Paul taught about grace. Let's turn over to Ephesians the second chapter and we'll read verses 8 through 10. This is Ephesians the second chapter and verses 8 through 10. Here it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." It is through grace. That's how God saves us, and we have to accept that by faith. We have to believe that God is actually saving us because of His unmerited favor. Even though we haven't done anything to deserve it, we have to believe that because of God's goodness, because of His charity and love for us, that He is willing to save us. Now it goes on to say that even this is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. This grace, this salvation, this faith, it is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Be very clear about that. Grace is about the gifts of God. It is not of works. It is not of anything that we do. No amount of works that we do could ever save us, because all of the works that we do end us up in death, because the wages of sin is death, and all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So that's our works. If we go to work every day, the wage that we're going to earn is death, because we sin every day. So we cannot have salvation through works. Salvation is from God's grace. And it is through faith that we accept this. We believe that God is simply giving us salvation. But that's not the end of the story. Remember that grace is God's divine influence upon our heart and in the reflection of how we live our lives. So yes, we have to accept by faith. That's what's in our heart, right? That's our motivation. We have to accept by faith that through God's grace he gives us salvation. It is not based upon our works. Now, it's not based upon our works, lest anyone should boast. If we were able to earn our salvation, we would have the biggest chest that there would be. Our chest would be sticking out because we would be so puffed up and filled with vanity. So God is not about to allow that. It's all about God. It's not about us, okay? So be very, very clear about that. And I want you to understand that I understand that. But now I'm about to show you something that most people won't show you. There is a place for works in salvation. Now, the scripture just got finished saying that salvation is not of works. But yet I'm telling you that salvation is inclusive of works. Salvation and grace is not exclusive of works. So how could both be true at the same time? Well, notice what it says in the Word of God. For we are his workmanship. We are God's workmanship. Now, if we are God's workmanship, that means God is working on us. What is he working to do? It says that we are created in Christ Jesus for the purpose of good works. That's right. We are created in Christ Jesus for the purpose of good works. God is working on us to create good works. And God has ordained from the beginning that we should walk in them. So how could that be true? Both of them be true. That it's not about works, and yet God has created us for good works. All right, this is the answer. It's not about our works. It's about God's works. So works are not exclusive of grace. God has not excluded works because of his grace. But God has included his works based on his grace. So it is not about our works, it is about God's work. All right, and God wants to work in us. So let's back up and say this again. For by grace are you saved through faith, and it's not of your grace, it's not of your faith. Both of those are given to you by God, and it's not of your works. That's also given to you by God. It's his grace, it's his salvation, it's his faith, and it's his works. So the works that we do them because Christ is in us. Christ and God the Father are working on us through the power of the Holy Spirit to form in us good works. So it's God's works. And we'll see this more clearly explained in Galatians, the third chapter, and verses 1 through 7. This is Galatians, the third chapter, and verses 1 through 7. Here Paul is asking the Galatians a question. And he's saying, O foolish Galatians, who has tricked you so that you're no longer obeying the truth? Don't you understand that Jesus Christ was crucified among you? So I'm asking you this question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law, doing your own good works through your own efforts? Or did you receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith? And Paul answers by saying, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Do you now perfect yourself in the flesh? He that supplies the Spirit to you and works powerful works in you, is it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So let's pause here just for a second, because this scripture is saying that God supplies the Spirit to you and God works powerful works in you. So it's God's works. And he says, is it by works of the law, which is your works, where you're seeking to perfect yourself in the flesh by your own fleshly efforts? No, it's through God's Spirit. God supplies the Spirit to you, the power of the Holy Spirit, so that he, God, can work powerful works in you. And we have to even accept this, that God is working powerful works in us by faith. And God goes on to give an example. It's just like Abraham, who believed God, and it was counted to Abraham for righteousness. Therefore, know that those who are of faith, these are the sons of Abraham. So some people would conclude by just that last statement, even though you should have heard my previous statements, that it's God's works in us Even though people should focus on that, they focus on this last part and misunderstand it, where it says, even as Abraham believed God. And they say, see, that's all it takes, is believing God. There's no works involved. Well, again, I'm telling you that if you've been taught that, unfortunately, you've been taught an error. Because let's turn over now to James, the second chapter, and we'll read verses 14 through 26, where it shows the balance. It's not just faith. It does have to do with works. This is James, the second chapter, in verses 14 through 26. Here it says, what good does it do, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith but does not have any works? This kind of faith cannot save him. Suppose a brother or sister does not have any clothes or daily food, and one of you tells them, go in peace, stay warm, and eat heartily. If you do not provide for their bodily needs, what good does that do? In the same way, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. It's useless. But someone may say, well, you have works, and I have faith. Well, I'll say, show me your faith without any works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that there's one God? Well, that's cool. But let me tell you this. Even the demons believe that there's only one God, and they tremble with fear. Do you want proof, you foolish person, that faith without works is worthless? Our ancestor Abraham, so he goes back to the same scripture that Paul was talking about, and he gives the balance. Our ancestor Abraham was justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar. Now, isn't that true? You see that his faith was active with his works, and by his works was faith made complete. And so the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And so he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Likewise, Rahab the prostitute was justified by works when she welcomed the messengers and sent them away on a different road. Wasn't that true also? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. Now that's the complete picture. We have to understand that grace does not exclude works. Yes, it excludes our works according to the flesh, but it includes God's work according to the Spirit, and that's the key. So first there's faith, then there's work. That's the complete picture. And this is the gospel of grace, my friends, that we need to be preaching to people. And the gospel of grace is this, that God saves us by His grace, and God gives us the faith to believe in that grace, and God is working in us to prove that we believe that God has saved us. Okay? Our works come because we believe that God has saved us, and we want to demonstrate that we believe that God has saved us by the works that we do. And it is God working in us by the power of the Holy Spirit to create these good works in us. And that too we must accept by faith. That is the gospel, the good news of grace. Well, thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll join me on the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.